tough belt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time. Last Sunday, I beat a 205-pound professional MMA fighter, 80-20 college wrestler. I beat the shit out of him. When I punched him with that 1-2, it sounded like fucking thunder. Listen to this. You heard it when I punched him? His girlfriend, like, made some moaning sound. Man, I made his bitch moan. I punched that motherfucker so hard I made his bitch moan. I mean, seriously. I humiliated the guy. I beat the shit out of him in front of his girlfriend. Yeah, I'm unbeatable. I'm undefeated. I'm 146-0. I never lose. I would never lose in front of my wife. I never lose. I'm saying in front of my wife? Daria? Yeah, I would literally fucking knock out anybody cold. Yeah, that 205-pound MMA fighter that I beat last Sunday, do you understand what that guy would do to Chuck Liddell? That guy would kill Chuck Liddell, man, and I fucking destroyed him. I punked Chuck Liddell in real life. I said, hey, right here, right now, motherfucker. He picked up his arm. He walked away. He backed out. And then that son of a bitch had the nerve to talk shit about me to Ellie Segback? Yeah, because I wasn't there. If I was there, then he would have ran away again. But that's the thing. If I see Chuck Liddell again, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. I'm going to punch him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That guy's a coward. He deserves a beating. You know, the goat punked him. Next time, if there is a next time, if I see him again, I'm going to knock him out. That's it. Because he ran his mouth. He backed out. He lost on forfeit. And then he talked shit about him. It's like, dude, come on. Man, I challenged you to a fight on the street, and you backed out. And then, like, months later, or whatever, years later, a while after that, you know, he talks shit about the champ? Motherfucker, you had your chance to fight me right there, and you backed out in front of your wife. But anyways, listen, David Haye paid some random guy to take a dive. Mainstream boxing is exposed. I've said it from day one. Mainstream boxing is a fucking joke. It is a fraud. It is a scam. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how much money they make. It is a scam business. These are not real fighters. I've said it time and time and time again. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm a real fighter. I'm a real champion. I go to gyms and I beat world-class fighters. It's on video. 42 wins this year. 39 of them are recorded on YouTube.com. I am the best. Now, David Haye paid some random guy to take a dive. And the very next day, what happened? Charlie Zonoff won for real versus a real fighter. A fighter that would destroy David Haye. Come on, the guy had 80 wins as a college wrestler, and he's a cage fighter. MMA fighter, he had wins in cages, and he knocked guys out, he submitted guys. Listen, and he got his ass beat by Charlie Zonoff. I'm 160 pounds. That guy was 205. I beat 260 pounders, 270 pounders, 280 pounders. I beat a 300 pounder, Derek the Giant. Listen, that last guy that I beat would destroy Derek the Giant. Derek the Giant, overrated. No power. For a guy his size, no power. No power. I was punching him in the face. I was punching him in the body. I was punching him over and over. I literally made him look like a punch bag, and then he landed a lucky punch on me. Nothing. Nothing happened. Brushed it off, continued kicking his ass. That's it. Derek the Giant, that guy's a clown. Average fighter. Nothing special. Overrated. Yeah, when I beat Derek the Giant, maybe at that time, I was 31-0. At that time, maybe, yeah, he was second best after me. But now, come on. You seen when I did Sambo Russian. Sambo Russian would kill Derek the Giant. I beat Deontay Wilder, you know, Wilder and Derek, that's 50-50. Maybe, I don't know. They're both fucking overrated clowns. Okay, and I beat a lot of fighters. But Southpaw Sill would destroy Derek the Giant. He would beat Derek. You know what I'm saying? I beat Navy SEALs, Marines. I mean, yeah, like I said, at that time, Derek was second best. Now he's not even top five, man. Put it like that. Yeah, that's how I'm talking shit. Hey, he can talk all the shit he wants, man. There's a video of me beating the shit out of him. So, I mean, in a ring, legitimately. Oh, and did I tell everybody what happened after I beat Derek Fast? After you know, I beat his ass and then he quit to go to a second round. Do you know what happened? He wanted to call the police on me. He got scared. He thought I was going to fuck him up, bare knuckle, and he said he's going to... He literally threatened to call the police on me. Huh? and that motherfucker nerve talk shit? That Frederick pussy probably paid him to talk shit or whatever. Listen, I don't know, but the point is this. Derek the Giant lost to Charlie Zelenoff, beat his ass fair and square. I slipped in the end. I beat the shit out of Deshaun Daniels. That four-piece I hit Deshaun with, the motherfucker had no answer for my hand speed and power. That hand speed, I mean, it was just bam, 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 bam. The motherfucker didn't know what to do. In the ring, outboxed him. Listen, Deshaun, Derek, I beat both of them in their turf, in their gym. I'm a lot better fighter now than I was when I beat them. If I fought Derek and Deshaun right now, okay, if I beat them 2 years ago, and I'm a lot better now, I'm in my prime right now. If I boxed Derek and Deshaun right now, I would send both of them to the hospital. They would be in intensive care unit, man. ICU, man. Oh, yeah. Listen, the last guy that I beat was 205-pound heavyweight. 80 wins as a college wrestler. That guy would crush Derek and Deshaun. When I punched him, it sounded like fucking thunder. I beat his ass in front of his girlfriend, man. I humiliated you haters, man. You delusional haters have nothing to say now. You understand? On Facebook, when you people write shares, I don't read the shares. I have no idea what the fuck you're saying, what bullshit you're saying in those shares. I see that there are shares, but I don't click on them. Because I know who I am. I'm the greatest of all time. Okay? Yeah, I mean, 146 victories. Of course I'm gonna take a break. You know what I mean? I beat everybody. 42 victories in 1 year. I mean, 5 months. The year's far from over. I'm saying 42 wins so far. We're only, you know, okay, the end of May. In May, 42 victories. 42 wins. 39 of them are on YouTube.com. I am the best, pound for pound, best of all time. Charlie Zelenoff. Bar none, hands down, number one, the greatest. I proved it. I solidified it. I cemented it. This is it. Nobody could say shit. David Haye paid a random guy to take a dive the very next day. I beat the shit out of a heavyweight MMA fighter. This is it. Mainstream boxing, you motherfuckers are dead. You motherfuckers are comatose. You fucking clowns. Talked all that shit about me. And I proved all of you wrong, over and over and over again, beating everybody. MMA fighters, boxers, kickboxers, Krav Maga fighters, Marines, Navy SEALs, everybody. U.S. Army, everybody. Beat everybody. You fucking losers, man. You fucking lunatics talk so much shit about me. How do you feel now, honestly? How do you feel now? Eric Estrada, kickboxer, fights out of a New Breed Academy. Beat the shit out of him. Eric Estrada was undefeated. Cruiserweight, that black belt, three punches. The guy quit, tried to kick, quit. My best win of all time against Sambo Russian. Sambo Russian would literally fucking murder Deontay Wilder. I beat Deontay Wilder 2 years ago when I was not nearly as good as I am now. If I beat Wilder 2 years ago, if I fought Deontay Wilder right now, yeah, I would hospitalize him. I hit this guy so fucking hard. I mean, it wasn't my hardest punch. It was a hard punch, but the guy literally flew across the entire fucking ring. Wilder's old news. He continued backing out of a rematch. He cheap shotted me in the second fight, and he lost that one too by DQ. But the first fight, he physically fucking got destroyed. And after that night, he never wanted a rematch because he felt that power in the ring. And like I said, he back in his comfort zone. These Wilder with his sixth fights, these bombs that he faces, and he knew he got knocked out by one of those bombs. I mean, Deontay Wilder is an embarrassment. Deontay Wilder is a disgrace. His fans are a disgrace. You haters are a disgrace. Boxrec is a joke. Boxrec is a disgrace. You people are finished. Please explain what happened, David Hay versus Home Depot guy or whichever the dude he paid to take a David Hay paid that guy to take a dive. Obviously, the guy he fell down. He didn't even get punched. At the end, he fell down. He fell down before that without getting hit. He fell down without getting hit. You fucking retards claim to be professional boxing. What kind of fucking professional boxing is that? The guy did not even get hit and he falls down. What the fuck is wrong with you fucking morons, man? Professional boxing, pros. What pros? These are fucking actors. You fucking idiots. You fucking haters need help, man. What kind of pros are these? These motherfuckers fucking take dives, man. What pros, man? I go to gyms and I be world-class fighters, man. I hit that motherfucker so hard, the last guy. Fucking sounded like thunder, man. I beat the shit out of the guy in front of his girlfriend, man. Yeah, I would never lose in front of my wife. I never lose, period. But in front of my wife, man? Oh, shit, man. You already know somebody's going to sleep. Yeah, that was last Sunday, man. One of the greatest wins of all time. Charlie Zonoff, number one pound for pound.